Hello, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle, and I'm delighted to have been joined by Mark McGeaney, Oldham Town Team star. Had a fantastic year. We'll talk about that in a minute, Mark. But firstly, tonight you've been up there with the one and only Michael Van Gerwen. Unfortunately, you lost 4-3, but you give a good account of yourself. How does it feel to have been up on the stage with that guy, mate?
It was unbelievable. It was a fantastic atmosphere to play that. And then you're playing Michael Van Gerwen, the best player in the world, and it was just surreal up there. It was absolutely brilliant. I loved every single second of it.
Yeah. Have you played him before?
Never played him before. Only met him once before.
Right.
And to get on stage and actually play the man himself, who I watched for years, and see him do all these amazing things in the World Championships and darts and in general, to be on stage with him, it was just it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you must have been sort of proud of your efforts as well. I mean, you know, it was only 4-3 and you did okay. Do you think, or are you sort of comfortable with yourself?
I was over the moon with the efforts. I played well. The last leg I could have played a lot better, but I'm over the moon with the way I played, and I took a lot of positives. I'm in Lakeside now and I can take a lot of positives going to that.
Good. We'll look back firstly at your year, 2015. You've had a fantastic year. Is it fair to say it's been a breakthrough year for you, Mark?
It has been a breakthrough year because I've never done it before, and this was the first year I've done the tour, and I went to a load of tournaments. I did okay in them. I was nervous about a lot of tournaments, never done them before in my life, so it was a learning curve for me. Next year will be a lot different because I'm used to it now. I'm more ready for it, more prepared for it. And I'll be a lot better next year, but this year's been a good year. I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, good. And you've obviously done well with the Oldham Town team. I'll just obviously speak about that as well while I'm here. They've had a fantastic...
We've had a fantastic year again. We culminated, we won the Super League, led to Super League again, went to the Champion of Champions, and we beat the Yorkshire Champions in the final. And they've won it for the last 5 years, something like that. And to actually beat them in the final was one of the highlights of the year, it really was. Because no one really gave us a chance at the start of it, and we actually done it, and it's all sweeter now.
Yeah, good. And we'll talk about the Lakeside now, and you just talked about highlights there, but I'm sure when you hit the stage down there at Frimley Green in a couple of weeks, that's going to be an amazing experience, but you can't wait, can you?
I'm excited for it. I can't wait for it. I'm in practice now for it. Practice is going really well at the moment.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to get down there and show everyone, the whole world, what I can actually do.
Yeah.
And represent Stockport and Oldham, and it's going to be fantastic for me.
Because you told me that you've never even been to the place before.
Don't even know where it is. Yeah. Thank God I've got a sat nav.
It is a long way. It is a good drive.
I haven't got a clue where it is. So yeah. I've never been to Lakeside in my life, but I've seen it on TV for years and years and years, and it's always been a dream one to get there, to actually now get there and play on that very stage where the greats have played. It's going to be an experience, so I'm looking forward to it.
Will you have to kind of psych yourself up or anything, knowing that these legends have been there and it's going to be packed, the atmosphere's going to be rocking? You know, there'll be pressure on you, won't there?
There will be a lot of pressure on me, but mainly myself. A lot of people haven't. I'm not really favourite to win. I'm an outsider, so I can go out there and relax and do what I do. It's my first time. Like I said before, one of my old friends who was at Lakeside in 1994 said that if you can't play on that stage, you can't play darts at all. He says,
"Who was that, Matt?
Nick Gedney,
right?
Who competed in the 1994 World Championships. He beat Steve Beaton in the first round, lost to Ken Kelly in the second round." And he said it's just an amazing atmosphere to play darts in, and so I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you the kind of guy that gets nervous or worked up or anything?
I've never been nervous today in my life.
Right, excellent. Okay then, so looking forward to hopefully doing Oldham proud. I think you quite fancy yourself to have a bit of a run, don't you?
If I can play well, I'll win it.
Really?
And
that's some statement.
I'll bring the trophy back to Oldham. I mean, I've got all the players there I know I can beat. It's just if I play well on the day, I don't know how I'm going to react to the stage. But if I feel comfortable, I'll win the whole lot.
Well, that's some statement. Now, obviously, we won't get too carried away yet. You've got either, in the first round, you play either Sam Houston or
Peter Siswani.
So what do you know about those two guys? Have you played them?
I've played Sam before. We've played well before. We've had some good games. I've beat him a few times. Peter, I've never played him before, but he's an international for Sweden. A good player, got experience for Lakeside last year. So I know it's going to be a tough game no matter who I play, but I'm not really interested in what they do. I can focus on what I do, and that's what I'm going to be focused on. They know they're going to have a tough game as well. Whoever I play, they're going to be more worried about me than I am them.
Good. Well, I think that's a perfect way to finish off, and all the best at the Lakeside, mate, and we'll be watching with interest.
Thank you. Very much.
Cheers.